Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show.
Ooh, we love to play games
in our family. We play lots of games.
Okay.
Almost every day. Like there's at least, we don't have a specific time.
Right.
But even during the summertime, like
you do
we
games.
Pretty much always have a stack of Uno cards sitting out, sitting out. And then we often play other games like Scattergories. And
that's probably a good way to diffuse when kids start to struggle in certain, you just diffuse it by playing
totally.
A game.
Totally.
That's a great idea to just have a game handy. So when things start to go south, let's play it.
Yeah. And we, over the summer, we actually got a foosball table.
Oh, fun.
And it, yeah. So that's been fun. So foosball goes on every day and there is lots of bragging rights in our family now. Yeah. I actually don't enjoy playing foosball.
Okay.
So my girls won't ask me, but that's more of a Garrett thing. He plays with the girls every single day.
They play
foosball. It's totally fun.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That makes homeschool fun. Okay. Here's one. Cause I don't know how much time we have, but this started when the kids were little and they'd be reading a couple different books, and rather than narrate, cause you know, everybody's into narration, which is really important because you're learning how to communicate and you're learning how to, it helps with comprehension and all that. But we did, and I don't think I could get my older kids to do it now, but I can get when they're younger and my younger will, but they act out the book. So we all sit on the couch and then you have to, without talking, you have to tell us what happened in the chapter you read through acting.
Oh, fine.
And we used to do that all the time. And I'm like, I want to bring it back. And my older two were like, that's not happening. But I'm like, okay, fine. The little one's going to this year. But that always made homeschool really fun. It made sharing your book rather than, you know, answering questions to mom, you know, or filling out a worksheet. Like those are so boring. And we get to, as homeschoolers, do it and take whatever concept and make it more fun. And so we always acted books out. I thought that was always fun.
That is fun. Yeah. We've done that with Bible stories.
Oh, there you go.
That's
fun.
And still, even sometimes, so we'll be reading a Bible story and it's usually Lacey. She'll jump up and say, okay, I'm going to act this one out. And
I
she'll
love
like do some,
that.
You know, dorky thing. And it's really
it
fun.
It beats quizzes. It beats worksheets.
Totally.
It beats all the lame things that you could be doing for reading comprehension. And it makes it just exciting and fun.
Yeah. The whole purpose is for them to remember what it is that they're reading or what it is that they're doing.
Yep.
So yeah, that's super fun.
That's
I'm just
idea.
Acting things out. And it shows the different personalities of your kids.
Oh, totally.
Right? Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.